stay with sport and Sunday's big game. We heard from Donegal yesterday. Today it's the turn of the county looking for its 37th senior All-Ireland. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, has gone home to find out what's driving Kerry.
Okay, lads, just on a session.
Yeah.
The one thing today, fellas, no distractions. No distractions. Only if you let it become a distraction, then it does become one. Yeah?
It's wind-down time in the Kerry football camp, although you wouldn't know it from the tone of team trainer and selector Kian O'Neill.
Inside only.
Kerry's closed-door policy in relation to squad training sessions has been relaxed temporarily to accommodate the media. But even in this glimpse, the intensity demanded of the players is apparent.
You can only score off a pass! You can only score off a pass, yeah? 1-2, pop over. Let's do it.
This is the pinnacle for an aspiring Kerry footballer. Inside the white lines of Fitzgerald Stadium in early September, preparing for an All-Ireland football final with the best Kerry has to offer.
Boys, we're going into our condition game. Full pitch, full circular pitch, yeah?
This is the end, or at least approaching the end of a journey. So how do Kerry's footballers end up here? What is it that keeps feeding the county's conveyor belt? And how come Kerry seems to be able to sate the seemingly insatiable appetite for success of its followers with more All-Ireland football titles than any other county in the country?
Okay, guys, we're on the hand-passing drill. You know what we're looking for here?
The journey begins at GAA clubs like this one all over the county.
Excellent stuff, Connor. Well done, Sennan.
In the shadow of Fitzgerald Stadium, a stone's throw from the Kerry training session, the under-10 footballers of Killarney Legion GAA club are being coached on the basics of the game by trainer Alan O'Neill.
Let's go, Callum.
Similar scenes are being played out in clubs all over Kerry. The foundations of future inter-county careers are being laid here. Today, these boys are somebody's sons. In a decade or so, thanks to the grounding they will receive here, some of them will be household names in their own right.
Come on, Paddy Griffin!
In the case of Killarney Legion, a decision taken more than a decade ago to invest heavily in its underage players has had far-reaching benefits for both club and county. At the time, the club was struggling. Today, it's thriving. Enda Walsh is vice chairman of Legion GAA Club.
Back in 2000, we had to merge with another local club here to field the minor team, you know? And I mean, here this morning now, and every Saturday morning, we've close to 200 kids up here every Saturday morning. Thankfully, the hard work is bringing rewards and they're all successful as well.
Three players have graduated from the underage care of Legion at these pitches to take their places across the bypass in Killarney and the Kerry training camp. All three are likely to feature for Kerry and Croke Park on Sunday. Goalkeeper Brian Kelly has impressed as a shot stopper in his first full season between the posts for the county.
Harris Jones in line. Stepping inside, giving himself a chance to take a shot and put it over the bar.
Wing forward Jonathan Lyne caught the eye in the All-Ireland semi-final replay against Mayo in Limerick.
Kerry are back in the match.
And then there's Gaelic football's hottest property this season.
It's aimed at Kieran Donaghy. He's got it. Donaghy goal for Kerry.
In the absence of the injured Colm Cooper, James O'Donoghue has stepped up as Kerry's scorer-in-chief.
Once upon a time it was Coach Cooper, now it's Donaghy and James O'Donoghue. Long ball, layoff, bang!
Being a goal.
Johnny Colletti is an elder statesman of Kerry football. As a player, trainer and selector, he's been involved in 20 of the county's All-Ireland campaigns. He's been watching the developing James O'Donoghue since James was a boy.
Oh, he's a great player now, like, you know, this year he's having a great year, like, you know. He's better all round now than he was really, you know. He's able to distribute the ball and he's able to score himself off left and right, so he'll be hard to mark.
Right, boys, it's important at home.
And here's where James O'Donoghue honed his skills, under the watchful eye of his father and coach, former All-Ireland winner Diarmaid O'Donoghue.
he just wants an All-Ireland medal. As I said, Pascal, you're a Kerry man. You have to win the All-Ireland medal. You can be getting awards, but it just doesn't mean anything unless you win the All-Ireland medal.
So on Sunday, Legion GAA Club will take a break from preparing the next generation to concentrate on getting behind the team for this year's All-Ireland final.
And cheers there to end Pascal Sheehy's report ahead of the big game.